Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
I'm Daniel Abraham.
Well, I didn't quite hear you. What's your name?
Daniel Abraham.
Okay, my name is... Well, the Honorable Miss Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing, sir. So just hold on.
It's not
you. I'm sorry. The Honorable Mr. Neal. The Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing, sir.
All right.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, sir, can you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Dale Ryan Abraham, 291-665.
Thank you, sir. We are putting forward every vote of Deputy Timothy this morning in reference to your duty supervision revocation. I would introduce the board member and conduct your hearing. To my left is the Honorable Louis Canada. To my right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. To his right is the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse, and to her right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the panel chair today. Also, in the room, we have Mr. Alder from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the court parole office today. So, following this hearing, you will receive the notification of the hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yeah, I have the data written in front of me.
Okay. On that form, you will notify your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. I don't see an attorney here in our building. If you hire an attorney, you're going to represent yourself, sir.
Just to represent myself, it's fine.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to swear you, Mr. Oliver, in. So, do you sign this form, tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you swear, sir?
I do.
Okay, sir, you're going to be developing in two phases today. In phase one, you will determine if the current position in the community supervision has been violated. And in phase two, you will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. If you think it's false, we'll get some more information from Mr. Oliveira, and then we'll discuss it. Okay?
All right.
All right. The allegation on your warrant is a violation of Order and Conditional Supervision Number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to complete substance abuse counseling on or about January 10, 2018, as directed. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Okay, based on the use of Mr. A. Hearn, I'm going to move to find that he was a victim as he violated terms, conditions, and supervision, and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed into criminal ways or company. Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, sir, we're getting ready for phase two, but before we start the discussion, Mr. Oliver, we need some background information, so we'll stay there on the phone and we'll get back to you in a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Oliver.
Mr. Ayler was released from the Department of Corrections on September 1st of 2017. He was arrested in office on February 22nd of 2018, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 0 days of stone. His supervision ended will be on the 2nd of 2018. Current convictions, 2014, aggravated DUI, 3 years, and in 2015, shoplifting, 3 years. There are no prior convictions noted. He has only one term with ADC. CU and IR scores are 3-3, mental health score of 1, and substance abuse score of 2. STG gang information. Inmate Ahern self-admitted to being a member of the Nazi Lowriders out of California. There are no prior terms of supervision noted. He has a moderate disciplinary history. Other arrest, 1995, misdemeanor DUI, Washington, misdemeanor conviction probation. 1998, domestic violence, Washington, misdemeanor conviction probation. 2000, domestic violence, Washington, misdemeanor conviction probation. 2004, forgery, Washington, County Jail. 2006, theft, Washington, County Jail. 2013, disorderly conduct, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction probation. And in 2014, disorderly conduct, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction probation. His community risk level is a G6, B6.
Thank you, sir. received a September 1st of 2017, you were approved to reside at TLC. Bill Officer Kimmy called TLC and confirmed there were no available beds. So if anybody, you were referring to being a reentry center at 1225 West Dark Pass Boulevard in Tucson, Arizona. You didn't have a phone at the time, so on November 15th, 2017, you were moving from your quarters at your employer's property in 1209 South Yellow Pad in Tucson, Arizona. Yes, the PO spoke to Patricia Patton.
Yeah.
And verbal consent was given for you to move that day. So the rest of the time you were out, were you staying at the employer's property on 1209 South Yellow property?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good. You're employed and have residence with the employer. Makes it. Were you like a watchman there or take care of the property?
Actually, what I was doing there, I had a lot of tree planting experience. And she was, it's called Arizona Cactus and Trees. And she was a tree trimmer. He's never been cactus removal. And so I met her right out of prison and she told her what the situation was. She gave me full employment, not giving me a place to stay there on the property, and made me project manager. And so I was actually doing really good. I mean, really had a good start there. It was really good.
Okay.
And my job is still waiting for me. And the company is just trying to keep afloat. But I'm really needed out there. And I wanted to do the right thing. I messed up and everything's on that company.
Okay. Well, that's your employee, which is a very good thing. Okay, so on your programming, you refer to past cover the day program and assign cover piece. Looks like you have a pretty big problem with the weather. It shows you rain on September 26th, and December 18th, and December 21st, January 12th, January 16th, January 23rd, and January 25th were all positive for amphetamines.
Right.
And there's been an interesting death, and then I guess they assigned you high TH, you provided new ages on February 2nd, February 5th, February 7th, February 9th, February 12th, February 14th, February 16th, February 19th, and all negative results. So, sounds like when you're in the program, you would behave yourself at least for most of February. Since you were in October 31st, 2017, CS3 Jones of the PRC made a note that he demonstrated a pattern of non-compliance with PRC rules. What do you have a problem with in PRC?
The thing at PRC was that I was in there and I was in the, it was called NIP or NEP, it's the way it is. And then we went to the ICH program. Upon going in there, I was, like I said before, I was in complete control of this company. And so I was trying to run jobs, do bids, and trying to separate the work from the trimming part of it. And they had said that we need to come up with a phone way, because they're not going to have a cell phone there. And focus on the trimming part of it. And I did do that. They put that in there just because they needed to do that or whatever. But I did do that, and I had to put them inside, and I just did that. Upon going to there, I told my new officer at the end of December, look, I have a government problem. I started using it again, and I just can't stop using it. Right now, and so she started asking me like every week or twice a week. That's why there's all those different ways. and I told him about the rate, he said, just go make more than P anyway. So I think it's really, it is what it is, obviously he's not telling me, but it looks like that is for all the journey place. But they are head back, you know, I was trying to get off the drugs, and she knew that, and she got me the ITAs program, and, you know, that was a good thing, it got me off the streets.
Okay.
All the men have been, you know, I got a good start now, and I had that, I'm wishing for it.
Okay, well, so, you know, wanting to get off the drugs and having the personal strength to do it can be two different things. It was all up to you.
Yeah.
It seems that you didn't do much of any of your real drug use sanctions, classes, and you know, I stayed in the clinic on the PRC down the road for about 3 weeks, maybe not even that. Okay, I'm going to see if any of the other board members have any questions at this time.
Okay, yeah.
Mr. Johnson.
So, sir, it did look like that you started to straighten out while you was doing drugs. You did have a period of time where you were testing negative for a period of time. It looks like your PO had been working for it, sir, but is it normal for you, for the staff to take you out on walks?
It's just something that they did for us. We go for a walk or whatever.
On the Santa Cruz River Trail?
Right.
And so, sir, you said that you were trying to do good, but it says on here that, you know, you were walked behind the PO and you were videotaping her from the rear on your phone.
Right.
So if you were trying to do good, so why would you do that when someone's trying to assist you and then have it on your cell phone?
We filmed the whole trip. Took videos together, all of us.
No. This says that you were videotaping the budget of the...
That's what I know.
Zooming in and out on you, sir.
But that's one... She was in the video, yes. But there was a lot of other videos around that phone.
So, sir, I'm asking you a question. Why would you be doing that if you were trying to do right, sir? Why would you kind of degrade her like that and then put it on your on your cell phone, sir?
That wasn't all that was on there.
All right.
And she wasn't looking like I was just doing her from behind.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. That wasn't my intention.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any other questions? Okay, so we're really in the hearing, and we're going to discuss and make a decision here in a moment, but we want to allow you an opportunity to have a final statement sense of time management. We ask that you not repeat any information you've already given us, just if there's something else that you think we should know before we go to discussion, that's what we're going to do at this time. So, anything else you had to add, sir?
I need it out there to work on the poor world out there, and the company in my job, my future as far as that part goes, is really on the line. I mean, when we knew this lady, and then she gave me the opportunity to get this. It's really an opportunity to change my life and get away from all of this. And it was not an excuse. But I lost my mother, she passed away, and then I lost complete parental rights to my daughter because of me being in prison. This was a lot of stuff around December, Christmas time, and I made that choice to start using and continue to use. As soon as I started using it, I let my PO know. You know, I pretty much stayed away from all that. And my employer didn't come to me about it, and once I brought it to her attention, we made a decision that, you know, go take care of yourself. the officer, you know, you know, you do when you come back to work. And, you know, she's like the ticket, I mean, really, to get away from all this, I have an extensive past as far as drinking and stuff like that. And, but I'm, you know, I don't want to do that. I don't know, I think that she was a good thing for me. It got me, back on track and figuring out what was important to me. You know, so I thank my co-officer for that. She's so glad that she gave me that opportunity. You know, I think my EA is in vain.
Okay, sir. The board's been very discussion. We made a determination, and we will get back to you on that. While we're in discussion, we ask that you stay on the phone, but remain silent. You can listen in on the discussion, but when we're talking, we will be talking amongst ourselves. So just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in a couple minutes, okay?
All right, thank you.
We're going to be on discussion. Now, this is a unfortunate case. It seems like Mr. Ahern has quite a long record about it. And, you know, it seems that he had quite a problem with drugs. And although the POs were fine with it, he did okay. And POC, as far as not using the drugs, being proven that he didn't follow the rest of the rules there. And the business with the filming of the posterior of the PO is disturbing. I just don't see at this time, he only has actually just under a month left. It hasn't been done with his sentence anyway. And you know, I think that the only way he's going to beat the drugs is a long-term inpatient type treatment, which he'll have to seek on his own. But anyway, I don't see that he's a good candidate for leadership, supervision at this time. But I'll be willing to listen to any discussion from my fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay, based on our information, award number 2018-0521, Mr. Abrams' testimony, the information from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to find Mr. Abrams as delinquent. Violent term condition of supervision will have an answer not lapse in Cumbrae's or company, and I move to the Rutgers Community Supervision. Based on all the information we have, specifically the continued drug abuse.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Abrams, the board has voted to revoke the community supervision at this time. You have about 1 month left. If you're on the yard that has any Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous programming, I would suggest that you go to as many of those meetings as you can to prep yourself for your return to the community. Because May 2nd of this year, when they release you, you won't have a PO to answer to, you won't have anybody to answer to but yourself. And it'll be all up to you if you really truly want to break the drug habit. You need to make a plan between now and then. And like I say, any of the NA and AA programming that might happen around your yard, take advantage of that and see if you can work up a good plan so that when you're released, you'll be able to be a success and you won't have to wear the orange t-shirts anymore. Okay? We do wish you luck.
Thank you very much.
This is where you're hearing. Well, thank you very much.